Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
Astronaut, he scores!
Take it easy, champ.
Shot Marshawn scores!
Loud noises!
Marshawn, he closes and scores!
Crude blast scores!
That escalated quickly.
Dale Arnold.
You know, I don't make those decisions, and I'm, you know, who's ever out there, that's who I gotta play
with. The nicest way ever of saying they're horrible and they don't belong in the league.
Rich Keefe.
Dolphins, Redskins,
yes.
Jets, Bengals.
Is this the Patriots schedule you're reading?
Dale and Keefe, middays.
How do you spell do?
You got horse balls.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keefe. Sports Radio WEEI. Wiggy's in the house because it's Wednesday, and it's Wednesdays with Wiggy. Tommy Curran will join us about an hour from now, NBC Sports Boston. We were talking about Antonio Brown, who's just been ordered by a judge to appear for another deposition after he kind of blew up the last one. And he has taken to Instagram. He does this a lot. He's big on Instagram, and he likes to talk on Instagram.
Good. I'm going to do everything to give back, you know. And if I could ever get back in the game, I got us. So, time out. I'm going to get back to work. Hope you guys having a beautiful day. See, you guys follow the Patriots, tell them call me. They still got to pay me, so might as well let me earn it. XFL, never. That was not even in the question.
Today's Antonio Brown update.
Sounds like he still wants to play for the Patriots.
And he's willing to earn it.
He wants to earn that money. They got to pay him. They do have to pay him.
That's still in dispute. I think they're going to have
to.
So
yeah, right. They're going
to
have
to. That's still being litigated.
So you might as well. Would you rather just burn $9 million or have the best receiver in football?
I think if you asked Robert Kraft, he might want to burn it rather than give it to Antonio Brown.
Ask the quarterback. Ask the head coach.
Well, the quarterback and the head coach aren't paying
but
what do you think their answers would be?
You can always make up. I mean, there's plenty of people who haven't fallen out and they can make up. I could see Kraft and Brown, you know, making up and saying, hey, listen. You know, maybe initially some, you know, the things got lost in translation.
That's right. Vince McMahon and the Ultimate Warrior got back in business.
Clear what he tweeted out.
It really wasn't
shot. Not really. It wasn't like a shot at him.
It was just what he did.
Yeah, it was just like, hey, listen.
I bet Robert thought, well, this isn't really a shot.
It's a double standard.
No, he definitely thought it was something, but
Is why Antonio Brown's gone, probably,
but
right?
But Kraft should know.
No, that came after he was gone.
Yeah, should know.
He didn't get cut because of that.
Kraft's in the whole, you know, he's down with Jay-Z and Meek Mill and the whole prison reform. He knows that there's a double standard for certain people.
Yes.
And AB was kind of like, I don't think he was taking shots at Kraft, but he's just saying, hey, what's the double standard?
Like, forget owing it to the fans to bring Antonio Brown back. He owes it to Tom Brady to bring Antonio Brown back.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I would think so. When
this guy's out there crying poor about his tight ends who are the worst in football. He hates everybody on the team.
It's a work in progress, the offense.
So the league has not yet completed their investigation, quote unquote.
Oh, my God.
They're taking their time, aren't they?
Snail's pace.
Now, they have not yet interviewed Antonio Brown, by the way.
Right.
He's available.
He's doing
Q&As on Instagram.
They interviewed Brittany Taylor.
Yeah, for 10 hours.
They talked to the painter. Artist who was involved in that whole text chain. They talked to them, but they reportedly haven't talked to Antonio Brown. Here's the issue for all the other teams in the NFL as well, and it would be for the Patriots. If they sign him, they bring him back, he then gets put on the commissioner's exempt list. What that is paid leave.
Right.
So then they're paying him to not play, which is why other teams in league are saying, no, I'm good. I'm going to wait.
Guess what they're doing right now, Dale? They're paying him to not play.
Well, not yet they're not. They're going
to. Okay, but let's just say we all think they're going to have to pay
him.
So they're paying him $9 million whether he plays, whether he's on the exempt list, or whether he's training down in Miami by himself. So wouldn't you at least want the upshot? Now, I don't think it's going to happen, but wouldn't you at least want the opportunity for him to play and really put it on the league at that point?
Right.
And then, all right, if you put him on the exempt list, why? and then okay, you're gonna have to be consistent with the rest of the players in the league.
Don't you think that the owners know and that if they bring Antonio Brown back, whatever team, if any team signs him, don't the owners know that the commissioner's probably not gonna put him on the exempt list? There's not enough.
I don't think they know that. I think he'd have been signed by now if they thought that.
No. But I wonder if he hasn't been signed because some teams look at it and say, well, if he can't stick 2 weeks with the Patriots, what chance do we have?
What am I going to do?
I wonder if that's on their mind.
Right, but that's different than
it is.
Them going on the assembly. Because if there was an issue when they interviewed Brittany Taylor and there was something that the league really felt this guy deserves to be on the exempt list, they would have put him on the next day while he was still with the Patriots. The Patriots didn't cut him until Friday. Brittany Taylor interviewed on, Monday?
Yes.
So they had Tuesday.
Oh, there's nothing there, at least nothing immediate to either suspend him or to
put him on that list.
Or that information got leaked to the Patriots and like, hey, by the way, this is coming. No, it was the text to
nothing
somebody
happens.
Else. Well, not even
nothing
the Brittany
happens
Taylor.
Quickly with the NFL. Anyway.
Well, no, that's true.
They take forever.
But
with
the
this
Patriots.
Stuff.
But if there was something crazy that came out of the Brittany Taylor interview.
The craziest thing for Brown since he joined the team were the text messages that he had Wednesday night, and then Friday after practice is when he got caught.
Right, but even the text messages, like, that wouldn't warrant him being on the commissioner's exempt list.
I don't think so.
So I believe teams' owners know that because now the Players Association is going to come to his defense if he's put on the exempt list. For basically nothing, no evidence. You did this investigation. You came away with nothing.
Don't we have an idea, though, that at least in my opinion, that the Patriots cut him because of the text chain? That's the straw that broke the camel's back.
Of course,
they felt he was trying to intimidate this person. That's why they even included her on the text chain.
Mm-hmm. I think they thought that everything else that he had done was prior to joining the organization. Right.
And they were going to ride it out.
They 100% were.
They signed him knowing a lot of this stuff.
And then they saw what he did on Wednesday, and they feared there's no guarantee he doesn't do anything more.
Right.
And that's why they wanted to get out.
That hasn't changed. I mean, that text chain still exists.
Right, but
they've now spoken to the artist, the young lady, but that's why the Patriots cut him.
But the text message and the reason why they probably because it happened on their watch.
That's it.
And if he now
and they felt he was trying to intimidate her.
I don't know if it's more
of a redo
Wiggy,
that. Wiggy,
who cares?
I don't think that's the issue.
But
I don't. But take that away. I don't even think they even think that's the issue. I think it's
Wiggy. That's why they cut him.
No, they cut him because he sent this message. Because
it was stupid, no matter what, and it was while he was a member of the team. Everything else was with the Raiders, or actually, most of it was all with the Steelers.
Right.
So they were all set to go the other way and say, "You're here. You keep your nose clean. Don't do anything stupid." That, at the very least, was very stupid. They couldn't guarantee that he wasn't going to do anything again.
Right,
so
but
they
that's
let him
more
go.
About...
And it was just crap that let
that's
him go.
That's more about what he did on their watch.
Yes.
So he could have probably did anything. He could have sent a text message saying anything, and they probably would have cut him, right?
If he sent those text messages this summer, I bet the Patriots still would have...
They would have had an issue
I think
with
if he had sent the exact same text and not included her... Didn't put her on. First of all, we wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
But second of all, there's no threat then.
But even if she was on, but he wasn't on the Patriots at the time,
it
I think the Patriots bring him in. Look at all the other stuff he's been accused of doing. Like they would have brought him in. And they had no problem with that then.
And I'll go even further. If he doesn't put a picture of her kids up and he even does put her on there and say she's just about the money grab and he doesn't put the picture of the kids up, they probably then don't even do nothing.
Yeah, that was the grossest part.
Right. So they probably said, it's on our watch, and that's it.
Yeah.
We don't care what he said.
Which is why they're
him.
Not bringing him back.
No, I don't think they are either. But it's interesting that they're going to have to pay him. And Brown, even himself today on Instagram, says, they got to pay me, so they might as well make me earn it. And again, it's going to keep coming up because Brady is annoyed with what he has. He keeps saying, listen, I'm the quarterback. I got to just show up with whoever they got out there.
And the pass.
Or, hey, if I was the... Remember the line he had?
Right.
Well, if I was the owner, maybe I could make my own decisions. You're like, yeah, you would have this guy on your team. And now you're upset that you don't have... You know, the defense is so good, so you're going to win a ton of games still, but your job has become more difficult because of your surrounding cast.
The passing game is struggling.
Yeah.
Back to the call, 617-779-7937. House is in Dorchester. Hey, House.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up?
I wanted to ask y'all three questions. Wiggy.
Yo.
Since you played in the NFL, so I want to ask you this. You just said something that was real interesting. I was scared to ask it because I love y'all's show and I love calling. But I feel it's a double standard in the NFL as well.
Mm-hmm.
I said something about it before, and no one even attacked it, because it seems like everybody's so quick to get rid of Antonio Brown for his idiocy.
Mm-hmm.
And like, now I'm going to say this, I'm not, you know, comparing the two, but like Kaepernick, I remember when he took a knee, they blackballed him out the league. Tim Tebow took a knee. They didn't say nothing about it for a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tebow, what do you mean?
Tebow never took a knee.
Tebow took a knee after he scored.
Tebow did take a knee.
No, he didn't.
He took a knee for abortion.
He nailed for the whole abortion.
During the anthem?
I don't remember.
No, not during the anthem.
I don't think he did during the anthem, House.
We'd have to look that up.
And Kaepernick didn't get cut right away either. He kneeled all season. He was the starting quarterback. Well, he wasn't at first, and then he took over the job, and then he was still on the team all season long.
Okay, so let me say this. I love that, you know, you got hype to get behind Tebow. So, because it's going to make my point, really. So here's the thing. Kaepernick said, he flatly said, I'm not disrespecting the flag or anything. He stated what it was for.
Okay.
And they still blackballed him out the league. How many teams need a quarterback right now? And Kaepernick, he's usable. I'm not going to say how he is because I haven't seen him. But I feel like he's usable. And no one has reached out to him. Okay.
Yeah, no, so that's a separate issue, and you might be right about Kaepernick. He definitely could be blackballed by the league, but what's the point on Antonio Brown?
Sorry.
I understand. The point that he was trying to get to, and he was trying to, like, package it in a nice way.
Well, he was also wrong about Tebow. Tebow didn't kneel during the anthem.
I didn't think so.
No,
I
he didn't.
Wrong.
We looked it up. Okay. He did not.
I was going to say, I definitely don't remember that.
He did not.
Okay, yeah. It just said he was nailing during something, not happy Tebow about the whole thing. But I think what he also was trying to say was, the double standard. I know he was trying to maybe go down into the race element of it, right? With black athletes, double standard, white athletes doing something. But I would
think if Antonio Brown was a white guy, he'd be on a team right now?
No. I would take that out. Yeah, I would take the race element out. I would say that there is a double standard for the owners versus players.
And Brown pointed that out.
So when you look at certain things, and there's somewhat of a double standard in certain elements with certain players. And when you think about some of those things, you look at Antonio Brown. And is he an idiot? Yes. Some of the things that he did, were they just pure and blatantly stupid? Yes. But there might have been athletes that weren't as vilified like he was. And he brought that up with the Ben Roethlisberger situation. You know,
but you'd have to admit, and listen, I obviously want Antonio Brown here, so you know where I'm coming from, mm-hmm. the angle of it. But if you're another team and you saw him threaten to punch a GM mm-hmm. in Mike Mayock,
which is stupid,
act the way that he did in Oakland,
stupid,
then still not be able to let it go. You have all these people accusing him of different things, mm-hmm. and he can't let it go. It's different. It's hard to compare him to Kaepernick because Kaepernick, the league was so scared of Trump. They were so scared right. of losing certain fans and everything else. Brown's a different case.
See, I don't think Brown is blackballed like Kaepernick is.
No,
Kaepernick
it's not.
Was blackballed.
It's different.
We there's a large portion of people out there who believe that he was blackballed from the NFL. I'm one of them.
Right.
With the Antonio Brown situation.
Brown's different.
It's different in the sense that I don't think he's blackballed from the NFL. But when you look at the situation that's going on right now, he should be on a team.
Well, I think he's not blackballed by the owners in my mind, but I do see the league kind of screwing this guy.
The league has definitely put a roadblock up.
Yeah, they're like, well, we're not going to make a judgment on him until he gets signed, but teams are saying, well, we're not going to sign him until there's a judgment.
Right.
So then you're just circling and circling and circling and nothing's going to happen with him. And now, next thing you know, he's going to be 33 or whatever. Right. And then the league is definitely jerking him around and put a roadblock ahead of him yeah.
for him to get on another team. Because if the commissioner...
I'm not sure they have.
Well, there's so much... If the commissioner just came out and said, we investigated this...
Well, they're not done, they said.
Okay. When they did the Tyreek Hill thing, they investigated. They talked to the Tyreek Hill. They talked to the fiance.
Yeah.
Then with the, you know what the league did? They came out. Roger Goodell actually said it. We investigated.
Right, when they finished.
We didn't find nothing here. But don't you feel like this investigation is dragging on? The Tyreek Hill situation was like that.
Yeah.
They already talked to Brittany Taylor. They already talked to the artist. Antonio Brown has been basically chilling. You know where to find him. He's in Miami.
He's on his Instagram.
You don't think you could have talked to him and said, oh, you know what? We looked into it. We investigated it. There was nothing to see here. You know,
I wonder if Rosenhaus and Brown can set that up. I don't know. Maybe they've tried and the league has said, no, like we'll get there when he's on a team. But I wonder if there's a – to speed up the process, why don't you meet with us? You're going to have to meet with us if I sign with a team. Why don't you meet with us now? And then there's a better chance – that a team might
but
be interested.
But doesn't that show you how fraudulent the league is and how fraudulent the commissioner is?
Well, yeah, we knew that.
Because his biggest thing was, we need to speak to Brittany Taylor ASAP. We need to
He didn't say that.
Well, but I mean, it wasn't like he didn't. I'm not saying he said it, but that was.
Yeah, they tried to do it. Once they heard about everything, they tried to
they
talk to
like,
her. Remember, she had her wedding, and then it was the day after her wedding. And then they were like, and we'll also talk to Antonio Brown. And has that even happened?
The turnaround to speak with her was quick, fast, and in a hurry. Now, and they also spoke with the artist, other girl.
Yep. She complained to the NFL.
Right, but
they had to talk to her.
But if you're investigating people, you investigate both sides. Why haven't
especially when one of them was in your league.
Right, why haven't you met with Antonio? Why did they not meet with Antonio Brown the day after they met
with
Brittany Taylor?
Well, you know what I'd be interested to know is whether they've tried.
Oh.
We're talking about a guy who put off depositions in a
that
court from May
there,
until
that,
October.
That would be out there.
I didn't know about the court deposition thing, how he kept ducking those.
Well, we read it, though.
Yeah, we found out.
No, not until after. Not,
oh, well, you didn't get a live play-by-play of it, but we found out.
It would be kind of naive on your part to think that the league wants to interview Antonio Brown because of all this stuff that's going on and him going, yeah, I'm cool. I don't want to do it. To me, when you look at this...
Well, they can't make him now. Well, it's not the league now. They could have when he was on the Patriots.
But they still can investigate it, right?
Oh, sure. Reportedly, they are.
But
You know who the last person you talk to when you do an investigation? The guy you're investigating. He's the last person you talk to.
Right, but they should have already talked to him. It's been, what, three
been
weeks since they've
week
talked to Brittany Taylor? I mean, over a month. They should have talked to him on Thursday or Friday or whatever, or the following week.
Oh, this is all this stuff's been out for over a month.
And that is, I think, what teams are looking at and going, wait a second, what's going on? How are we supposed to sign a guy when you haven't even talked to him for this investigation? Tyreek Hill, boom, they talked to him. They talked to the fiance. It felt like a week later, Roger Goodell goes, hey, there's really nothing to see here.
Yeah, I don't think it was a week later, but
it was pretty quick.
Yeah, I'd be curious to go back and look it over and see how long it took from, you know, when we first heard about it to when they finally put out the statement. I think it was probably longer than you think it was.
It might have been, but it was pretty quick once the league started to investigate it. Because what happened was it was a criminal investigation that they said there's nothing to do here.
Right.
So it's kind of shady. I would have to say it's a shady look on the league's part that they haven't made a decision or at least talk to Antonio Brown to maybe wrap up this whole thing.
617-779-7937. We'll get right back to the calls after trending now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's clear up a couple of things here. First of all, House was the person who called and was talking about the double standard with Colin Kaepernick, basically blackballed for kneeling during the anthem, and Tim Tebow doing the same thing. I'm looking at the story here. Tim Tebow never knelt, however, whatever word you want to use, during the national anthem. What he did do was often on the sidelines, he would kneel and pray, and not during the anthem.
No.
And not, you know, and so House is trying to equate the two is wrong about Tebow.
Yeah, because Tebow did have the anti-abortion stance protest. They had the commercial him and his mother during the Super Bowl.
Right.
So I think he might have kind of got those two.
And he was like, it was, remember, it was called Tebowing for a while. Right. Where you would take a knee, and it was, that was famous a while ago when he had that one good year with the Broncos. Because he was a big prey after a touchdown guy.
Yes.
But and, yeah, the anthem thing, I was like, where did that come from?
And just to clear things up, because I mentioned to Wiggy, I tried to get this information about the Tyreek Hill situation. Tyreek Hill's son was removed from the home of he and Crystal Espinal in March of 2019 for suspected child abuse and neglect. On Friday, June 7th, it was reported that the criminal investigation into Hill was inactive. The DA's office said they could not determine who injured the child, so they made it inactive. The National Football League released a statement on July 19th. Saying that because there was no criminal investigation, you know, that there would be no suspension. So basically it was from March until July 19th, from when the first act took place to when the NFL cleared him.
Right, but I'd like to know, when did the NFL start investigating it themselves?
I would say June 7th, when the legal authorities said the legal case was closed.
Okay, so somewhere around there, so...
I also feel like they should in-season speed things up so compared to off-season. Because Tyreek Hill didn't play any games over that time.
So June 7th, that was about a month.
About a month and a half.
Which that's what we're dealing with now, pretty much. Yeah, we're probably you know close to almost a month with the Antonio Brown situation, and we still haven't heard any word. No. And it's like you said, it's during the season, so that process should be sped up a little bit. What else do they got going on?
They're celebrating 100 years. I don't know if you've heard. It's a 100-year anniversary. Yeah,
Pretty big deal.
Yeah, I see the roundtable talks with running backs and DBs and tight ends. Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Some nice stuff.
But this, when you're talking about a guy like Antonio Brown, and yes, would I love to see him on the Patriots? Yeah, but a guy that wants to play the game and deserves to be playing on somebody's team, you as the NFL have to make sure that you come up with some type of resolution to this, so teams will know which direction to go in. That's why it's so
I think some team, and I think of Jerry Jones, just because Jerry Jones, I don't think really cares what anybody really thinks about him.
Well, that's pretty obvious, right? With Greg Hardy.
I think you need somebody like that to just force the NFL's hand and be like, all right, we're taking this guy now, go ahead. If you want to speed up your investigation, go ahead and speed it up. If you want to drag your feet, he's going to play for us every Sunday,
right?
But a team is going to have to do that, and that's why I wonder, all right, what's the number one reason do you think an NFL team has not signed Antonio Brown?
Because they think that he's going to be put on the commissioner's exempt list, and they're going to have to pay him to not play.
There you go. That could be.
I think that's what their biggest.
Well, but that's what why the NFL should say, we investigated Antonio Brown's situation, and we've come to the conclusion that there's nothing here, and that he's not going to be suspended or put on the exempt list.
Now, I don't know the specifics, I guess, of the contracts or anything of the CBA, but couldn't you come to some sort of a deal with him where all of his money is tied into playing?
I would think you would be able to, right?
Yeah, would he do that?
Yes. He's getting $9 million by the Pats, maybe $10 million from the Pats.
Right.
I don't know if he gets anything from the Raiders, but he's already getting $10 million this year. And if he's going to play and you say, hey, every game you play, you get like $1 million or make it something crazy like that, and find a way so if he does get put on the exempt list, you don't have to pay him any money. Because if that's your number one concern, is you're paying him not to play, there's got to be a workaround.
Yeah, I would think that he would. They can word that in there.
And then if he turns that down, well, all right, well, how bad do you really want to play? And that was always my beef with Kaepernick. Like, how bad do you want to play? How much money would
I've always wondered.
How much money would you take? Would you be okay being a backup? He never said anything. Then, like, his agent would speak, or his lawyer actually would speak up. Remember, his girlfriend would say stuff. But with Brown, if you really want to play, you would agree to a deal like that. Again,
if you're allowed to
do it that way. I don't know how much money can just be tied into game bonuses.
But why doesn't the league just do what they're supposed to do, investigate it?
They say they are.
I think they're hoping that
it's not happening at the pace you want it to.
Well, it's not happening at a pace that it should be happening at, right?
I don't know.
I don't know how long it takes.
Well, it's a weird spot, though, because do you really, and I know he's the best receiver in the league, but do you really investigate free agents that much? Like guys who aren't on teams?
Well, if there's a situation that took place while he was in the league.
Yeah, but you're not a courtroom. You're not.
Yeah, he's not in the league now.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
so
it's
what's
a weird
the hurry?
Spot to be in. I think they just want him to go
away.
So
why investigate it then when he's playing?
Well, because now he's you know, a part of your league. He's one of the players in your association.
The incident happened while he was
What are they gonna, like? They can't put him. They can't send him to jail. They can't fine him anymore. He's not in the league.
No, but you could make a decision, which then would determine whether or not another team wanted to sign him.
Yeah, and maybe they should do that. But I'm just saying, I don't know what do they stand to gain from that. They could care less probably right now if he's in the league or not.
No, they probably don't care. That's the league doesn't care. But that's him as the player, he wants to play.
Well, don't you think they're looking at it like they don't owe him anything? That's what the league is saying.
They don't.
Well, that's why he should have filed the grievance against the league.
He might. He's got a whole bunch of grievances.
He's going to file grievances against us.
To make sure that the league had come up with some type of resolution on his situation.
If you're wondering why Antonio Brown is even a topic of conversation for us today, because he's kind of out of sight, out of mind around here, well, Antonio Brown took to Instagram today.
I'm going to do everything to give back. You know. And if I could ever get back in the game. So, time out. I'm going to get back to work. Hope you guys having a beautiful day. And you guys follow the Patriots, tell them call me. They still got to pay me, so might as well let me earn it. XFL, never. That was not even in the question.
There you go.
So that was Antonio Brown
there. No XFL.
An hour or so ago.
And we know he wants
poor
to play.
Poor Vince. Vince already said he doesn't want him anyway, right?
Which I think is like, you can't fire me, I quit.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
He knew Antonio Brown wasn't going to go there, but he
wants to play.
And he wants to play here.
And he's clearly said it, and he knows maybe if I ever get back in.
So that also proves to me, by the way, that
maybe he is a little bit remorseful.
And again, we're just taking a guy at one Q&A on Instagram, but doesn't that prove to you once again that he has no ill will towards Belichick?
No.
Right? Like, that again, if he was so mad at Belichick, I don't think he'd be saying, let me come back. Let me come back, Pats.
I don't even know how much ill will he has towards Kraft, because if he's saying that knowing, like, hey, you know,
well,
if you guys make me earn it.
I bet he's not thrilled with him.
He's probably not thrilled. But what I'm saying is they would be able to sit down.
Oh, yeah, but he'd be able to. It sounds like it's not a...
And apologize to... If he had to apologize to Kraft and say... Or
I bet that would be sincere. Well, I don't know if Brown's got that.
But we know Kraft likes the public apology.
Yes, he does.
If he were to say, hey, listen, I'm glad...
All right, but to Rich's point, do you see Antonio Brown doing that?
Yeah, if he knew it would get him back on the field.
It depends on what day you catch him.
Yeah.
You don't know.
You don't think he would do it knowing it would get him back on the field?
I don't know.
Because it
man.
Sounds like he wants to play.
I know.
And he realizes that he might never play
but
again.
But if he had to stand up there in front of the microphone and say, I would like to personally apologize to Robert Kraft, do you think he could say those words?
Yeah.
Do you think anybody would believe them?
Well, that part doesn't matter.
That part doesn't matter. Whether or not he does it. I mean, how many apologies are really sincere?
All of them.
Is that what it is?
Every single one of them.
So Jeff Howe,
I've never apologized for anything in my life.
Jeff Howe of The Athletic linked to the video that we just played for you of Antonio Brown. Jeff Howe wrote, based on everything I heard the day the Patriots released Antonio Brown, there's absolutely no chance of a reunion. It would require an organizational heel turn unlike one I've never seen before.
So two things. One, I don't think anybody really thinks he's coming back.
No.
Right? And how many times has a team cut a player and not for football reasons or cap reasons and then brought him back? I would say it's pretty rare anyway. But when you're talking about a heel turn or when you're talking about something you've never seen before, isn't that what the Patriots do?
Well, when they signed him,
I thought,
whoa.
They do so many
things. Where did
that
come
from? They do so many things that you don't expect. So,
and then when you look at their passing game and how it's been struggling here as of late.
And if Thursday night, if Brady goes out there and, you know, throws a pick,
you struggle against, and you struggle against the Giants.
Oh,
I mean, maybe you turn it on late in the you turn it on in the second half.
They've been doing that.
It's like, we got to have some issues here when we face a good defense.
Peter's in JP. Hey, Peter, how you doing?
Yeah, hypothetical, guys. You guys almost touched on it. But obviously, what if he apologized for all the stuff he's been accused of doing? I mean, you know, with the doctor, that's kind of comical. But first thing, the text. If he just flat came out and apologized for that, you know, if he paid off these people that he supposedly owed money to, and the only reason there is because everyone brings it up. There were dishonest disagreements about that payment money. And then, the thing in the church, I think he could apologize for that. The court case, he's not going to apologize because that's not going anywhere. I don't think he's guilty for that. But if he just did a mea culpa, looked sincere up there in his press conference and said, I'm sorry, I just want a second chance. I don't know how would the Patriots react to that is my question.
I mean, I still don't think he would come back here, but I mean, maybe it wouldn't hurt for his other opportunities.
I mean, don't you think that Drew Rosenhaus at one point or another, if he thought that would help break the log jam here, would have said to Antonio Brown, listen, you want to play again, you want to get paid again, this is what you got to do.
Well, for some of the stuff that you're fighting in court, you can't apologize for everything.
No, because you're still in court.
Yeah, and
well,
if you're saying
you
didn't do it, what are you
apologizing
for?
You didn't do. And
so the stuff that you did do that you were clearly
the text message.
Yeah, maybe that. Maybe you start with that. Maybe you apologize for that part of it.
So the NFL interviewed Brittany Taylor. It was like September 20th. Right around there. That's when they actually interviewed Brittany Taylor. At the time, they put out a release that said the investigation is ongoing and will be pursued vigorously and expeditiously. Well, September 20th to October, whatever this 9th? Is, that's not that long.
Almost, about 3 weeks?
Yeah. Well, that's not a long time.
But...
Well, my takeaway still is
there's a long time to
she
not.
She didn't give him anything that.
No. And why haven't they. Right. Why haven't they.
Oh, I don't know what she gave him the 10 hours of.
But not enough to. Because he was still on the team then. So there was not enough there to immediately spend. He was in the league then.
Right.
So if it was something like, oh my, like here's a video, which apparently is all the NFL can really respond to, right? They read certain things and like, well, I don't know about that. Then they see Ray Rice, they see Kareem Hunt, or they see whatever, and they're like, oh, okay, now we can respond.
Well, if he's in the league, they don't know he's getting cut on Friday. So why wouldn't they go, okay, we're trying to get through this thing rather quickly. We spoke to Brittany Taylor on Monday. 10 hours we met with her and we interviewed her.
And on Wednesday he does something as dumb.
But they don't know about
this.
No,
I understand. My point is,
why not? Why
2 days after?
Yeah, but why
Brittany Taylor interviews with the NFL for 10 hours? He does something else.
But why haven't they
dumb.
Set up a meeting to meet with him 2 days later?
Yeah, that's what was weird. I have no idea.
That's the weird part. He's in the league. They're trying to figure this out. Why are you not saying, all right, we're meeting with Brittany on Monday, we're meeting with Antonio on Tuesday?
I think it's pretty unusual. Now Tuesday, maybe the player's day off, maybe. But that, you just met with her on Monday. You even haven't had a chance at that point to check out her story. Now, to your point, you think he's on the Patriots roster. You're going to haul him down to New York Wednesday or Thursday of a game week? And then Friday, they cut him anyway.
They could send somebody down.
But
to...
if you're that afraid of having a rapist on the field and then having him, have touchdown catches and on all these highlight reels, wouldn't you speed that up?
Yeah, you'd want to interview him as soon as possible.
Play another game, and then like, oh, wait a minute, he's played 2 games now? And, oh, yeah, he definitely did what he's being accused of.
Oh, well
that's not, you don't want that.
It's very simple for them to go, you know what? Hey, it's difficult for Antonio Brown to get here, we're going to send this lady who does the interview, and I think it's a woman who does it. I forget her name.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They could
we're going
to send
her
to Foxborough.
Yeah, we're going to send her down to Foxborough and
definitely
meet with Antonio Brown so we can get, we already got Brittany Taylor's side of the story. Let's get his side of the story. It's that simple. But when you're kind of.
Well, now there's no rush. He's not in the league.
No, but
we're talking about then.
Right. But they met with her on Monday.
Right.
Friday, he got cut.
But
then they said, okay, now what's the rush?
No, but they didn't interview him on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
Right, so if it's that important, like Rich says.
And it wasn't even planned. You know what, maybe they could have interviewed him on Friday. We would have heard about it. We heard the previous week that they were going to interview her on Monday because she was getting married, so that's why it wasn't even sooner. They were lining up an interview earlier, but she didn't have time.
Because of her wedding.
Right, so they waited until Monday. And yet they never scheduled anything.
Well, they were never going to talk to him until after they talked to her.
So fine. But wouldn't you want to maybe put that in the calendar?
Right.
Like they never did.
We know
that.
We've already set this up. We wanted to meet with Brittany Taylor, on Tuesday. But unfortunately, that's her wedding. So we're going to postpone that until the following Monday. And we're then going to meet with Antonio Brown on that Thursday after we've met with her on Monday.
617-779-7937. Tom E. Curran at the top of the hour. Dale and Keefe with Wiggy Sports Radio, WEEI.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in the know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
We might have to get our guy Shime, our gamblologist here, to look this up. We mentioned earlier that the New York Giants would come to Gillette Stadium tomorrow night for Thursday Night Football as the biggest underdog in Thursday football history. Thursday Night Football history. 16.5-point underdog. That was before the New York Giants tweeted out Saquon Barkley, Sterling Shepard, Evan Engram, and Wayne Gallman all ruled out for the Giants against New England tomorrow night.
My God.
Up to 17.5.
Oh, it's up 17 to 17.5 now.
I mean,
I feel like it should be higher than the Miami game.
Yeah, I mean, it's at home.
Right.
I mean, Daniel Jones is a better quarterback than what Miami could trot out there. But when you have nobody, I guess they got Golden Tate. You're down to your third string running back. You're down to your backup tight end. And you only have one of your top two receivers. I mean, that is a mess.
And you're on the road.
And you're on the short week. Yeah. The whole thing. I mean, they are just going to get smacked around. Absolutely. And against this defense.
Mm.
And I really wanted to see
what
Saquon Barkley
generally does against, you know, rookie quarterbacks.
This is Daniel Jones, what, second start or third start? Eli started week one, right?
Yes, this is three or four, I think, for Jones.
So it's not like he's got a ton of starts under his
belt. No, not at all. No.
You'd think 17.5. What was the Miami one? Didn't it end up being at like 20?
I forget.
Felt like
it was a big number.
I felt like it was like one of those college numbers, like, you know, 22.5.
Like a slappy kind of. No, it was. It was over 20 because the Cowboys were also over 20. It was the first time that it happened twice in a Sunday. Yeah, Jones has played in four games, but he started three.
Mm-hmm.
He's 2-1 with a QB rating of 85.4.
A whole lot better than Baker Mayfield.
Yep.
Yeah.
Better than
who's at 68 something.
Better than everybody you've faced so far.
Yeah, oh, easy.
You know?
I mean, Ben Volen's point about, and I know he was, you know, overstating
it,
for the sake of making the point, but compared to the other quarterbacks the Patriots have faced, this is clearly the best. If Ben were healthy, it would have been different. He was clearly not healthy, and his season ended right after that.
I don't know if it would have been that different. I think Roethlisberger would have had a stinker all year. I'm telling you, we don't get to, I can't be proven right.
Right.
Because Roethlisberger went down so early, but no Antonio Brown in that offense. It was trending the wrong way.
You can only really give me one game sample of Ben Roethlisberger.
And he was terrible, though.
He was terrible.
He was. Phil's up in Maine. Hey, Phil.
Phil?
I'll put Phil on hold, see if you can find him. Reggie's in Boston. Hey, Reggie.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are we doing today?
Doing great.
Great.
I just want to say you guys work well together as a team.
Thank you.
One thing I just wanted to say was this. Sometimes with Tom Brady and Antonio Brown, you have to read between the lines. And think about Antonio Brown, what he released today. He released today that my therapist says I'm the best receiver out there. Now, I think by him saying that, I think he is saying that I'm seeking help. I'm seeing somebody right now to get these issues taken care of so I can come back into the NFL. And I think that's one of the things.
Unless he means physical therapist.
Yeah, you're right.
You never know.
I think that's right. But I think it's just a way of him saying that, hey, I'm looking to get back into the league. I'm getting the help you guys are asking me to do, whether it's Robert Kraft or et cetera. And I think he's just trying to get his way back in. And you have to read between the lines with these guys.
You might be right. I mean, maybe, and I don't know what kind of therapist he meant, whether it's physical therapist, occupational therapist, speech therapist, psychological therapist, whatever it was.
I think he's reading a lot into it.
He left it open.
I don't mind it. I don't mind the caller's stance on that, trying to, you know, prove to everybody that he's working on himself. But I think it was more of just a line to point out once again that he's still the best receiver in football and he's currently unemployed.
Jim's in Providence. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Just to make it really quick, you got to understand, when you investigate something, the victim stands there, and let's say the victim gives you four pieces of evidence. You then have to take each one of those pieces of evidence and investigate all of those. So to be out 19 days from her original testimony is not far-fetched, because they have to make sure whatever she said does jive. If she says it's a text message, certain time, what she said, and all that other stuff. And trust me, they don't care about the perp at all, which is Antonio Brown. They don't care how long it takes, whatever the case may be. And one other thing, I got to shout out to Wiggy.
Nope.
I'm going to tell you why they won't give you your own show. Because what? You would hurt the ratings, and they move you around to help everybody else's ratings.
Okay.
Sounds there you go. Fair. He's just trying to help us all.
He's like, he's like a fixer.
He gives and he gives.
Yeah.
He never asks for anything in return.
Can't hog you. No. You know, you're like Ray Donovan.
Yeah, right.
Like, he pretty much tries to lobby for bunch of the rest of us to get fired so he can
I would never lobby for anybody to get fired. That's
not Fitzy?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay, good.
Not fired, just reassigned.
I just I'm like
Daniel Avangi.
You got horse balls. I'm like AB. I let my talent speak for me. I would never want anybody to get fired. That's how do you spell do? I've been fired plenty of times, Dale. That's the last thing I want for people.
617-779-7937. We will talk to Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, in just a couple of minutes. Programming note, OMF, 2:30 this afternoon. Ben Watson will join the show.
Ooh,
nice.
That's
all right.
That's coming up at 2:30 today.
Woo! Can I throw out a question that they have to ask?
I think you got to take that up with them, don't you?
Oh, no, I'm just going to throw
you
it out.
You pitch it out there. Yeah, I think so.
Pitch it in the ether.
Wiggy, why couldn't you get Ben Watson for us?
Well, he didn't play with him. Fourier did.
Yeah, Fourier did. I didn't play with Ben.
No.
We went to the same school, but I was at Georgia before Ben.
Right. And then Randy McMichael.
Yeah, I'm working on AB.
Close enough.
I'm working on AB. You want AB or Ben Watson?
Yeah, AB. The trouble is, it's not that AB. He's
getting Andrew Brennan.
I'm talking about AB 84. I'm working on AB 84.
Fair enough.
Dale and Keith with Wiggy, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.